From Stress to Strength, Opportunity in Crisis for Partners at Home and Work. So, what should we have for dinner tonight? For the past 2 years, I've wanted to ask that question more often. My husband commutes an hour each way, so we usually get dinner together once per week at best. Of course, this mandatory shelter in place is not how I ever imagined or hoped to get more time together, but here we are. Here we are having breakfast, lunch, and dinner together every day. Then at work on phone calls, separated by a wall that is not as insulated as we thought. And then here we are, hanging out in the same living room all evening. There are countless aspects of this setup for which I'm grateful. Did I mention that we have 3 meals a day and still have jobs? That we're getting time together like I longed for? And to date, we are both healthy. So from the starting point of gratitude, I am working on a few challenges in our setup that are also mirrored at work. Research shows that many of us revert to old communication patterns in times of stress. Perhaps the nasty tone that we'd finally coached out of ourselves comes creeping back, or our heightened need for control leads us to claw back work that we had finally mustered the courage to delegate. The stresses of change and uncertainty can make us more likely to annoy others, and they us. Whether we're with family members who are physically, if not emotionally, closer than ever, or colleagues who are resorting to old habits that didn't work then and won't work now, perhaps this is the time for us to take a deep breath, take stock of the situation, and communicate. In our intensive work with paired clients, Dan and I have helped pairs step back and see things anew, to get unstuck from assumptions and suboptimal patterns. One consequence of this unsettling period is that we must step back and we can see things anew. We offer 3 thoughts and tools to help you improve your communication with that significant other at home or at work. First of all, start with you. You can take our free personality inventory. Where might you grow your awareness of your own habits, own tendencies, and preferences? Then, if you'd like, you can invite the other. Share the same link so that your partner or colleagues can take the inventory too. Third, begin a conversation together to share new insights. You can simply compare your results, or for additional insight, you can access the Strengthening Under Stress report. It's our pair profile report, and it's discounted by 50% for the month of April. See where you're each acting true to type, where you are flexing to relate better to one another, and where you can find the space to continue growing together. When times get tough, the tough get going, with self-awareness and curiosity to find the best shared path forward. As long as this heartbreaking crisis is a third presence in each of our relationships, it does offer us a shared opportunity to make it through and emerge stronger than ever before, leading with our best self.